You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power Radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Well, praise the Lord, men, women of God. We thank God for you this Wednesday evening. Tag someone and tell them that we have been dealing with single people that want to get married. Now, you know, one of the things about preachers is that sometimes if God, you know, have you to make a right turn or a left turn, we're just going to follow the Spirit of the Lord. But that's what we've been talking about or dealing with for the past couple of days, as a matter of fact. We have Pastor Ray Lyons here. Praise God. Him Amen. And his wife have a wonderful church in Cocoa, Florida, but they also principals of school children. Amen. From the kindergarten to 12th
grade? Kindergarten through 12th grade.
Amen.
The Pillar of Hope Academy. Cocoa, Florida.
Cocoa, Florida. That's right. If you got any trouble kids or anything like that, you know, praise God. They work well with those type of kids. It's a Christian-based school. They love the Lord. They're praying people. And you got a telephone number. We might as well get this out front early.
321-636-5591.
And email address?
www.thepillarofhope.com.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, anyways, reach out to them. Let them know, you know, praise God, that you're interested. Or if you know someone that's interested, pass that information on to them. Praise the Lord. All right. Well, praise God. You know, we have been having a great time, a great topic, you know, talking about, you know, because we know that there are single people out there. We know that there are people that want to be married, and they're believing God for their spouses. And some folks have been believing God for a long time.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm waiting on you, God, and no, but God is waiting on you. Sometimes we're a character, and God want us to get some character. Come on. Sometimes we need to build ourselves up with wisdom and knowledge. You said something during the last broadcast, dwell with your spouse according to knowledge. We're living in a world, we get knowledge, we're infatuated with knowledge from all kinds of other things, but
Absolutely.
We won't get knowledge about marriage. And I heard a preacher say the other night that the divorce rate has hit 50% here in the United States. Why? Because we got all of this knowledge. We got all of this knowledge about everything else. Come on. We got all these cell phones, and we have access to all this type of knowledge. But who's looking up knowledge about being married, and who's investing in a long-term marriage? You
Amen.
Know, who's willing to get a resume on that person, on that woman, on that man? You know, who's... Oh, that's a whole nother topic right there. Who's willing? You know, the Bible says, if you're willing, you will eat the good of the
that's
land.
Right.
Well, if is a conditional word. And so sometimes we're not willing to get knowledge about something. You just don't wake up and say, I'm going to be a computer scientist and I'm going to get a job with them right now. No, baby, you got to back up and go to school. Get some knowledge. Go. Come on, buy some books. Pastor Ray was talking, I think, on the Monday broadcast or the Tuesday broadcast. Buy some books. Get some understanding. Sit down at the feet of some older people that's been married. Ask some questions. Come on. Oh, glory to God. This thing is, marriage is serious. It's not an experiment, as we were talking about earlier. It's not, you know, you don't go into it and you're experimenting. No, when companies put out their product, come on, they've already done the experimenting. Oh, glory to God. Go ahead, man of God.
Yeah. I want to backpedal a little minute. Because you were sharing scripture, when you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the Lamb.
Okay.
And I did a teaching on that a few years ago. And as you read different translations and begin to look up the definitions, it reads, King James, if you are willing and obedient. But the translation says, if you are prepared.
Wow.
So if you prepare yourself, you set yourself up to receive the good of the land. Mm. And that is so powerful that you mention that, because we're talking about people that are desiring to be married, but they're not willing and obedient, or they're not prepared for what they want. See, a lot of times we pray, God, give us this and God, give us that. And God, I want this type of man or this type of woman. But God knows that you're not ready for it. And so thus,
He won't put more on you than what you can handle.
And guess what? Even if it's a good thing, He's not going to give you more money than you can handle. He's not going to give you more authority than you can handle. He's not even going to give you more wisdom than you can handle. Because if you have not, when wisdom comes, we can look at Apostle Paul. He was a man of great wisdom, but God had to allow him a thorn in the flesh, unless even he said his head might get a little bit too big.
Yeah, yeah.
He might get beside himself. So. When it came to the parable,
and let me slip this in there, because sometimes we're trying to go into something, we ain't got no patience.
Absolutely.
To what temperance? What's the fruits of the spirit? No patience, no long suffering.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't even digested or downloaded these things or got an understanding of these things. What was that? Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, where talking about, you know, love is patient, love is kind.
Praise God.
We don't even understand love yet. The width, the length, the height, the depth, and to know the love of Christ. So there's a lot of things that we haven't put in us to have an enduring and long-lasting love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so the thing about that is, because we, again, a lot of people want to be married, but they don't understand what it takes to be married. Because, and you just talked about 1 Corinthians 13, starting at 7. It says, it talks about love bears all things. But right after that,
four through seven.
Yes, right after that, he says in verse 11, "When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." And I believe God was talking to us about, though we speak with tongues of men and angels, so forth and so on, and it did, you know, if we don't have love, we just a bag of hot air, so to speak. Then he talks about love doesn't count up the cost. You know, love doesn't, how would we say,
keep
record, so forth and so on. Love is patient, love is kind. And then right after that, he talks about when I was a child. So this is telling me through revelation that you can't be childish and walk in the God kind of love that God has desired for you. And guess what? You can't.
So that means that, guess what? If you're childish, you might not be walking in that love. Mm-hmm. If you're keeping record, like you were saying a little bit earlier,
that's right,
you might not be walking in the fullness of that love. You may have a measure of love, because when in the book of Ephesians, when it talks about love, it talks about it's talking about the width, the length, the height, the depth, and then it says, and to know the love of Christ. He's talking about love with measures, and then he turns that corner and says, okay, and to know the love of Christ. In other words, this is a different type of love, a love that's not keeping records, a love that's not tit for tat or whatever. You know, go ahead, I'm just throwing gleaning off of you.
No, that's awesome. And I want to share this. As you were speaking, the Holy Spirit released me to say this. If you're planning on being married, you're planning, make sure that you're planning on living a life of forgiveness. Make sure you're ready to walk in a life of forgiveness. Because according to the word, you can't keep record, and you can't hold grudges, and you can't get into you. You have to be ready to walk in a life of forgiveness.
Oh,
this is
good.
Why God wants you to know who you are in Him, who He's called you to be. This is why God, let me help you. If you're single right now, if you're desiring to be married, you need to date yourself first. You need to love yourself first. You need to take you out to eat. You need to take you out to vacations. You need to you need to spend on yourself, because a lot of times we do these things for others because we have no confidence in who we are.
Let me share this. Quiet saying amen. Go ahead. I'm just.
Your marriage should come when you are confident. I wrote these notes down. When you're comfortable, when you're content, when you're secure and adequate with your own self. See, because a lot of times, some folk just got to have somebody.
A mom.
Absolutely.
Give me a mom. Uh-huh. Any mom. The trash mom. The player mom.
Absolutely.
The killer mom.
Hey, and y'all listen. You don't want no any man or no any woman. Even Goliath said, find me a man with whom I can do battle. Mm. He didn't say send me anybody in here. That's he right. said send me one that's qualified.
The beat up you mom. The mom that will beat you up mom.
That's just give, right.
You know, and stop being desperate. Okay, go ahead. I didn't want to
no,
say
no,
that.
We're going to jump on that right there. Stop being desperate. Why? Because God says love him, get to know him. He's going to teach you to love yourself. Mm. He's going to teach you that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. He's going to teach you what it means to be made in his image and likeness, because this is what happens. If you going in a marriage and you're insecure, it ain't going to change your insecurity. If you going in marriage with an inferiority complex, with a low self-esteem, that is not going to change. If you're inadequate in any area and you're getting married, that marriage is not going to truly change your feeling of inadequacy. Help me, Holy Ghost, on today. Guess what?
That's right, because you know you're a principal. Mm-hmm. You better get these words
absolutely.
Right.
if you have a lack of ambition and you're going into a marriage, guess what? You may camouflage it. Mm-hmm. You may put a Band-Aid on it. But guess what? At the appointed time, your insecurity, your inadequacies, your lack of self-esteem, your low self-esteem, your low thinking of yourself, the first thing that goes wrong, guess what? All of that stuff is going to come flooding back. Mm. And it's not fair for you to put the pressure of your happiness on your spouse.
Ooh, that's good.
It's not fair for you to go into a marriage thinking that they should make me happy. Because if that person is responsible for your happiness, if you're receiving happiness from them, guess what? The moment they're not who you have put them on that pedestal to be, what happens to your happiness? It is destroyed. Mm. God says he wants you to love yourself first. And your joy comes from God and you loving yourself. And so when I bring the joy of I love me and who God has created me to be, and the joy of the Lord is my strength, and I get my joy and love from God into the marriage, and my wife does the same thing, guess what? Our happiness goes to a next level.
Yeah.
Because I'm not responsible for her happiness, and she's not responsible for mine. Mm-hmm. Because if I got a lack of self-esteem, and I go into my marriage, and I'm loving her, and I'm loving on her, but the first thing go wrong, or the disagreement we have, what happens to my happiness? Mm-hmm. What happens to my security? It's no longer there. So we have to get to a point to where God has says, this is who I've created you to be. Mm-hmm. Love yourself first. Date yourself first. Take care of yourself first.
Good.
Treat yourself good first. And so when you know who you are, when you know that you are a king and a priest and a princess and a queen, so when that joker come up to him, hey, shawty. Hey, shawty, you don't even turn around and pay attention to that stuff, because you're a queen or you're a princess. So they can't address you or talk to you any kind of way as a king and a priest or a prince. Even when them young ladies approach you in the wrong manner, you know whose you are and who you belong to. You ain't going to jump on any and everything, and you ain't going to marry any and everything, because you know who you are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. If I'm fearfully made and I'm wonderfully made, that means I can't engage and associate with anything or any and everybody because of who God has created me to be. And it is not fair if you trying to go into a marriage because you believe this person makes you happy. If we understand what happened to our brother Samson, he told his daddy and mama, like, hey, get her. They said, hey, son, why don't you get one of the Israelite women? He said, get her, for she pleases me well. And you know what he meant by that? He saw with his own eyes. Mm-hmm. He looked at her, and his parents encouraged him to get a woman of the tribe. Mm. He said, I want her, for she pleases me well. See, it's no coincidence that his eyes got poked out. Mm-hmm. Because he only saw this woman from a distance, and because of our imagination, he saw the beauty of this woman, and he said to his parents that she pleases me. But he had never had an encounter with the woman. He had never had a conversation with the woman. He hadn't even met the woman, and yet he sent his parents to go retrieve that woman because he saw with his natural eyes and his imagination that this woman was pleasing to him.
She definitely wasn't the right fit.
Absolutely. Go ahead, preacher.
No, I was just thinking. I was sitting here saying she wasn't the right fit. She wasn't going to help him, you know. Go ahead, preacher. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so, again, your happiness should be in you and God. And once you come together in marriage, it should enhance who you are. Matter of fact, individually, it should enhance both of you all. But guess who gets the glory? God should get the glory. God should get the glory. Again, before you talking about marrying another person, and if you're not confident, if you're not happy, if you don't love yourself, if you're not being who God has called you to be, and being content where you are right now, and if you're marrying this person thinking things will get better as a result, that is unfair to the person that you're marrying.
Hmm.
Because, again, that means you're putting this person ahead of what God says. And anything that you put ahead of the instruction of God or God himself is going to end up being a disappointment in your life. This is why people are so hurt and so destroyed. Oh, well, I found a phone number. You know, you're ready to commit suicide because you and him not get along, or you and her not get along, or something has taken place, and you're ready to end it all because your heart, you say your heart is broken when it's really your mind.
Hmm.
The enemy has warped your mind because you thought that this person you married was supposed to bring you joy and happiness. And that is not the case. Your joy and happiness should come from you and God, and you and God alone. Your joy, happiness is fleeting. Joy is everlasting. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is what we should walk in on a daily basis. And so when we put our trust and faith in God, when we begin to spend time with God, we'll appreciate who God is and who he's called us to be. We'll begin to love ourselves. Mm-hmm. And when you truly love yourself, then that it can be an outpouring of that true love to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't love yourself, you can't love nobody else.
You know, and sitting here also, man of God, just kind of thinking about some of the things you're saying, sometimes people are they so quick to want to jump into a marriage, they won't take the time to fast.
That's right.
They won't take the time to pray and acknowledge the Lord in all that ways. And I want to say also, I said, no, I'm going to say that for some stuff I'm trying not to say, because I'm trying to save some things for the conference.
Okay. I got
this. This is why I'm letting you roll and stuff, because, man, hey, you know, I want to say some things, but I also, you know, want to say some things for the conference. My wife told me, she said, I'm not listening to the radio broadcast, and I don't want to hear you say what you're going to say at the end. So,
right.
And so I'm like trying to be a little quiet, but I wanted to ask you a question, and I have forgotten the question. I think I wanted to ask you. Oh, I wanted to ask you a question about vision, and but anyways, go ahead and keep rolling. I got some folks here trying to call me and stuff. Go ahead, and keep sharing what you're sharing.
Okay,
I'm gonna just say what I got for the conference.
Okay,
March the 16th and 17th, 7 p.m. Victory International Praise. March the 16th and 17th, 7 p.m. Go ahead.
And what I was sharing with is, God wants you to love yourself and appreciate who you are and who he's created you to be. Even if you're not where you think you should be, remember, you're still a work in progress. And if there's any good leader, any good counselor that does marriage counseling, he or she should tell you that, yes, you all are coming together in marriage or you're looking to be married, but don't forget who you are as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you get married, you can't operate independently, but keep your individuality, because what people don't realize is your individuality and who you are right now is the thing that attracted that person to you. And so what is
you said something about the counseling, because a lot of times when we're standing before the priest, that's just a short covenant.
Absolutely.
Do you vow to do this and this and this? But you know, in the Old Testament, they understood that a covenant was something that had to be cut. Come on. In other words, you got to go and sit down somewhere and hack out the covenant. When you go to buy a house. Well, nowadays, that you know, they do everything by mostly by computers. But when you were buying a house 5 years, 10 years ago, come on, it wouldn't be the norm that you would have 100 or 200 pieces of paper there. You were there for 2 and 3 hours signing all of these papers and stuff, because guess what? You were making a covenant. Come on. And they wanted you to understand, okay, this piece of paper is saying such and such, this piece of paper is saying, and they wanted you to understand the covenant that you were entering into. And a lot of times we're not understanding, or we won't sit down and hack out the covenant. And then we wonder why when things arise, come on, we can't reflect back to the covenant. Because guess what? When you get the when you get to messing up and not making your house payments, not making your car payments, guess what? They're going to reflect back to the covenant that was drawn up earlier. How much time we got, Brother Danny? 6 minutes? All right, praise the Lord. I want you to tell the folks about your school a little bit more. We want to get that out there. Praise God. I have Pastor Ray Lyon. He is the principal, him and his wife, of Pillar Academy School, and they're wonderful pastors here in Brevard County also. Give us some more information about this.
Okay, our school, the Pillar of Hope Christian Academy, is located at 200 Forest Avenue. Located at 200 Forest Avenue, downtown Cocoa. We're right down the street from your local Cocoa Public Library. Our church is at 966 North Cocoa Boulevard in Cocoa. I'm about, I would say about a block, not quite a block, south of Dixon Boulevard on the east side. Of the street. It's in North Cocoa Plaza. You can reach us at a school at 321-636-5561, or you can go to our website and reach us. It's at thepillarofhope.com. I want to give greetings and shout outs to my beautiful wife, Prophetess LaShonda Lyons.
Right, praise the Lord. Yeah, because I noticed that, you know, after you guys start, being principals of a school, praise the Lord, and running a school, I see that there's a lot more gray, you know.
Absolutely.
There's a lot more gray. There's a lot more gray hair. Praise God. Okay. But anyways, no, I'm just messing with you. You mess with each other like that.
Well, you and I both, we've embraced our wisdom and our elder statesmanship. But you and I both know a lot of our classmates still dying I'm gonna put it out there. I know y'all gonna get them, but y'all still dyeing your beards and dyeing your hair. I'm just gonna enjoy my elder statesmanship.
Well, praise the Lord. All right, and so this is Kingdom Sounds. I hope you enjoyed this broadcast this past Monday through Wednesday. My daughter, Evangelist Andre Jordan, I usually let her Thursday. Okay, 5 minutes. 4 minutes, Thursdays and Friday, praise God. And she does a great job. As a matter of fact, shoot us a text, praise God. And I mean, shoot us email us and let us know how you're enjoying Tuesdays and Thursdays. I was listening to her broadcast and I had to tell her Sunday, I said, man, you did a great job. That topic, mad, M-A-D, mad, because people are mad at God. Mm-hmm. You know, we find out people, you know, they're angry and it's bottled up. They're still going to church. I see you lean forward. You got something to say?
Oh, no.
But
I'm
they're
just,
still going to church, still raising their hands, praising God, but mad at God. One day I was riding from Orlando and the Lord said, why are you mad at me? And I'm just having a conversation with the Lord. What do you mean I'm mad at you? I ain't mad at you, Lord. And he said, yes, you are. And I'm telling the God that knows all things that, you know, I ain't mad at him. And he reminded me that I was harboring some things, you know, because things weren't moving fast enough. And there are sometimes when people are mad at God, you know. Mm-hmm. And I want you to make your last comments, and then I want you to pray to the people. I'll pray for the single people.
I want to share anybody that's desiring to be married, or walk in marriage, to, again, get into the Word, get into the Book of Proverbs, the Book of Wisdom, and then establish, if you don't have one, or even if you do have one, enhance and strengthen your relationship with God, number one, because he knows the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end. God desires to give us his insight and his foresight, and that way we don't have to walk in hindsight, meaning we've learned after the experience. Men, okay, God wants you to walk in your manhood. Woman, God wants you to walk in your womanhood. Children that are involved, they should walk in their childhood. And then once you're married, you still walk in it, because when you look at hood, the hood of our car does what? Covers the important or the vital parts. Mm. That if exposed, the engine would get wet, rain would get in the engine, so forth and so on. So a hood is something that covers. Mm. Even the hood that I have on my jacket is for what? If the weather's cold or if it's raining, I cover myself. Manhood and womanhood. God requires you to be a covering for one another. Even your children, their childhood, they should walk as children, but they should be covering for their family also. So the hood in the man and in the woman is very vital, that once you come together, you cover each other. Mm-hmm. You cover what is sensitive. You cover what is what would we call important. You cover that which could be most damaging. And as you come together, your business stays your business. It's between the husband, the wife, and God. Be the man, be the woman that God has called you to be. But first and foremost, establish your relationship with God. And it says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
Well, praise God. I believe that's it. And we thank God for Danny, WWBC 99.9, 100.7, and 94.7, covering Brevard County. We love you. God bless you. And we'll see you
Well, Thursday. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
Welcome to Breakpoint, a daily look in an ever-changing culture through the lens of unchanging truth. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. I've always loved this line from poet Elizabeth Barrett Browning, "Earth's crammed with heaven and every bush on fire with God, but only he who sees takes off his shoes, the rest sit around and pluck blackberries." Now, what this means is that the Christian worldview is not merely something we look at to analyze, to study, and to use with non-believers. It's something we are to look through. And when we do, the brilliance of the world that God made, the beauty of it along with the truth, shines through. Well, that's the idea that's shaping the agenda of this year's Colson Center National Conference, May 19th through the 21st. One of our speakers is Ryan Bomberger, an author, speaker, and creative professional. Ryan co-founded the Radiance Foundation, whose goal is to remind the world that human life has purpose, and everything from the sanctity of life to adoption to gender to race and to parenting. We asked Ryan about the theme of this year's conference, Earth Crammed with Heaven. Here's what he said.
I love that. I love Earth Crammed with Heaven. Everything that we do as Christians can be an act of worship, and design for me and writing, they're acts of worship. And people often don't think of that. Whatever it may be, whatever your vocation is, there are ways for you to worship and point people to God. And I'm excited about this conference because I think we're going to hear many examples of how that plays out in our everyday lives, wherever we are.
Ryan also described how Christians are engaging with culture these days through creativity. Again, here's Ryan.
I am actually inspired by some of what I'm seeing in some churches. I love to see that deep well of creativity. I am seeing that. But there are other churches and at large where design is like an afterthought. It's like, oh, we have to quick throw this together. Like, design is so powerful. The ultimate designer, God, who creates all this phenomenal creation all around us to inspire us. So for me, when I think about worship, I wish many more churches would understand and invest in what it takes to actually create great design so that it speaks and moves people even more.
We then asked Ryan Bomberger whether the creativity evidenced in creation reveals something to us that's significant about who God is, in the same way that we learn about God through logic or even goodness.
Everything is based on design. You look into the sky.